Starlink this week indicated it had begun operations in Botswana 3 months after the company received approval from the Botswana Communications Regulatory Authority, known as BOCRA. The SpaceX-operated broadband service enters a market dominated by Botswana's major mobile network operators. Davonga Muchuchuti, president of the industry group FinTech Association Botswana, says the introduction of Starlink will make the internet more widely accessible.
It's a very, very big step for our market, especially when it comes to improving for digital access across the country, as well as it coming in to help us with bridging that digital divide that we've seen over the years.
Iwetsi Kama is the country manager for Zamlim, a foreign direct investment consulting firm. He says Starlink's launch heralds a new era in the local internet market. He says local internet service providers, or ISPs, have to change strategy to remain competitive.
They have to figure out another way of battling this coming reality. And ISPs, I think, for the time being in Botswana, do have that advantage in, on the cost element, because setting up an infrastructure like Starlink is incredibly cash heavy. But it is up, it is running, and needs to recoup those costs.
Starlink is rapidly expanding across Africa. Zimbabwe-based digital expert Sean Drovu says this is a positive shake-up.
The advent of Starlink on the continent in Africa is a big game changer. One, it gives access to the underserved populations, whether in the rural areas and even in high density areas. It's going to bring about innovation. The more access our people have to internet, they can learn.
He also says Starlink's satellite service will lead to better, more reliable internet connections. Concerns, however, remain over Starlink's pricing structure, with fears it could be expensive for rural dwellers and low-income earners. For domestic use, Starlink users in Botswana pay $363 for the hardware and a monthly subscription fee of $52. Muchuchuti says the impact of Starlink in Botswana will depend on the balance between innovation and inclusiveness.
This would mean that, the kinds of people we might be targeting for in these rural areas and low-income areas, that pricing might be out of reach for them because they've got to invest in that initial, implementation and initial purchase of that. And I think, to be truly transformative, there would need to really be efforts to make that technology more and more affordable.
Starlink faced initial licensing challenges, but Botswana's regulatory body granted permission after President Mokgweetsi Masisi met the company's directors in the United States in May. Mqondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.